हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। कृष्ण यजुर्वेदीये तैत्रियोपनिषदि द्वितीयोध्याये ब्रह्मानंदवल्याम् अष्टमोनुवाकः अष्टमोनुवाक संबंधी भाष्य विचारः। सो नाउ वी आर स्टिल सीइंग भगवत्पादास कमेंटरी वेर भगवत्पादा हैपन्स टू आंसर दी एंड क्लैरिफाई दी डाउट्स ऑफ पूर्व पक्षी बेस्ड ऑन दी भगवत्पादास आंसर्स। So in the last class we saw Sushupte Agrahanam. Acharya explained why the world is not real. The prapanchaha experienced in the waking state is not real. The universe experienced in the dream state, of course, is definitely not real. We know that. But still it is experienced. Just because it's experienced cannot be taken to be real. At the same time, it is not unreal also because it is experienced. That is why it is mithya. So mithya means as though real. As though real means it is as good as non-existent because it is not countable as something which is there other than the truth, other than Brahma. And here, whenever the prapancha is experienced, of course, there is duality. The experienced presupposes the experiencer. The known presupposes the knower. Therefore, there is knower-known duality, implying the knower-known knowledge difference. Knower-known duality implies the knower-known knowledge division. So the knower-known duality also implies the world of plurality also. So plurality is taken to be real because divisions are taken to be real. Even the duality is taken to be real because it is available for experience. So even though it's available for experience, it cannot be real. It is not real. So Acharya said, and here he said, Sushupta Samahitayoho Agrahanat. In deep sleep state and in Samadhi, the world of duality is not available for experience. Therefore, it is not real. Why? Just because it is not available for experience, it is not real? No. You have to understand the remember the definition of what is real. Definition of the reality is, you read it in second chapter Bhagavad Gita. Puja Swamiji has given beautifully given the definition of what is real. when he explained Nasato Vidyate Bhavaha. Remember that verse? What is Sat? What is Asat? What is Tucham? You all have read Bhagavad Gita 3 times, 4 times. I think some of you definitely must have read. And you know what is Sat, what is Asat, what is Tucham. So, that is where we make it very, we are very clear. Tucham is that which has not existed at all. So, Tucham is not there. There's only Satyam and Mithya. So, what is as though is there, as though there, and there is Satyam. Absolutely, what is there is only Satyam. What is as though can be negated as Mithya. Satyam alone is appearing as Mithya world. The non-dual Satyam, the non-dual reality, non-duality alone is appearing as the world of duality. So, there is absolutely, what is there is only non-dual reality. So, non-duality alone is Satyam. Non-dual reality alone Satyam. The duality is Mithya. But as long as the duality is taken to be the reality, there will be samsara, there will be fear. The fear is caused by mistaking the duality to be the reality. Fear is caused because of the duality being mistaken to be the reality. But he said, if real is that which is always there, beginninglessly, and reality is that which is always there, without a beginning, without an end, without undergoing any changes, and without being dependent on anything else for its existence, that is what is real. So the world comes and goes. Yesterday also I said this, therefore it is not real. And he said, when is the world not there? There's some world duality is experienced in the dream state, duality experienced in the deep sleep, the waking state, but it is not experienced in deep sleep state and also in samadhi. If it is real, it must be there always. Whether it's a dream or a deep sleep state or in any state, it must be there without going and coming. It is not there. Therefore, duality is not real. Dvaitam na satyam. That's what he said. Sushupta samahita yoho agrahanat dvaitam na satyam. Duality is not real because duality is not available for experience in deep sleep state and also in samadhi. Okay. And then Purapakshi said, Sushupte agrahanam anyasattavat. No. He says, in sleep also duality is. But the world of duality is not available for experience because the mind remains non-functional. Therefore, it's not that the world is not there. World does exist, but experience is not there because of the preoccupation of the mind. Attention of the mind is not available. The attention of the mind is not there. Therefore, the world of duality is not experienced, but still it is there. This is what the Purapakshi says, which means duality is real for him. To say it is real, it's always there. In dream, deep sleep state also, duality is there. But it's not experienced because, just because it is not experienced, we can't say it is not real. Just because it's experienced, we can't say it is real, Shri Shankara. But Purapakshi said, just because it is not experienced in deep sleep state, we can't say it is not real. And the reason he gives, because attention of the mind is not available. Because mind is not functional. Therefore, it is not available for experience. But still, the duality is there. It is real. It is then, Acharya said, no. Sarva agrahanat. That's where we stopped yesterday. Remember, I've come to the class, today's class. He says, no, in deep sleep state, there is no experience of duality, because duality is not there. We can say duality remains unmanifested, but still even then there's no duality. Then what is there then? There's non-dual experience. Okay, in deep sleep state, there is non-dual experience. Today we're going to understand something very beautiful. How just by merely repeatedly analyzing the deep sleep state of experience, we have to understand our essential nature being non-dual. So non-duality is the reality. Non-dual reality is Satyam. That is what it is, Swarupam of everything that is here. That is what should be claimed as the content of Aham. We're going to understand that. So the Purva Pakshi, this is what we stopped yesterday. Jagrat Swapnayoho Anyasya Grahanat Satvameva Iti Chet. Jagrat Swapnayoho Anyasya Grahanat Satvameva. Which means again he says, in deep, in waking state, there is perception of duality. In the dream state, there is perception of duality. Therefore, duality is real, which means the world really exists. Sattvameva means there is existence. Sattvam means existence. There is existence of the world. We cannot say the world does not exist. Brahman alone exists in the form of the world. If you say it is correct. But they say the world, there's existence of the world. Really speaking, the world does not exist. The world really is not there. It's only appearance. The world really does not exist independently by itself. Therefore, it is not really there. It's only appearance. It's only mithya. And the Shankaracharya gives, the reason given was what? Avidya kritatvat jagrat swapnayoho. Yad anyat grahanam jagrat swapnayoho tad avidya kritam. He says, avidya kritatvat, why it is not really there? Why should we say the world, the existence of the world is not there? The world of duality is not real. The world is not real. Even though we're experiencing the world, we can say, because we're experiencing it is relatively real. Because if the clash is happening in the waking state, so the duality is there. This is not unreal. At the same time, it is not absolutely real also. We must be able to, in spite of the class happening, in spite of experiencing being there, our understanding must be such that it is only empirically, relatively, objectively real. Absolutely, this division is not real, duality is not real, the world really does not exist, it's all appearance of Brahman. This must be the very clear understanding. So he says, why it is not real, the reason he gives, is only caused by ignorance. As long as there is ajnanam, vastu ajnanam, as long as there is ignorance of the absolute reality, so long will there be this misconception that there is what is perceived, the perception of duality will be mistaken to be the reality. the perception of duality will be there in jnanam and also in ajnanam. But the perception of duality will not be mistaken to be the reality. It will be taken to be only mithya if there's jnanam. Because ajnanam is there, it is mistaken to be the reality. Ajnanam of what? The truth of the duality is not known. The truth of the knower, the truth of the known. There is reality without which there cannot be the knower, without the presence of which there cannot be knowing, there cannot be the knowledge, and there cannot be the known. That because of the mere presence of which alone, that there is a possibility of the knower, knowing, knowledge, and the known. And that truth is not known. The truth behind the knower is not known. The truth behind the known is not known. Because of the ignorance of the truth which lends existence, not by doing something, but it's a mere presence which lends existence to the knower status and the knowledge and the known, that ignorance is there. Therefore, the duality is mistaken to be the reality. So it's all avidyakritam. Avidya caused by ignorance. Once you know what the truth is, in vidyayam, satyam, if there's knowledge from the standpoint of the truth, what is absolutely real, you will see the duality being mithya. You have to see the water in order to see the wave, ocean, duality being mithya. Duality being not real. Without seeing the water, if you see only other wave and the ocean from the standpoint of the wave, the duality will be very real. Therefore, avidya kritam dvaitam. Duality is caused by avidya. So, Shankaracharya says, avidya kritatvat jagrat svapnayoho. As Jagrat Prapanchaha and Swapna Prapanchaha, the dream world and the waking world, have the status of being the products of ignorance. It is mistaken to be the reality. Yadu Anyagrahanam Jagrat Swapna Yoho Tadu Avidyakritam. Because we see the world to be other than oneself. The world to be different from, there's a world which is other than me. One sees oneself being different from the world. One sees the world to be different from oneself and mistakes the world to be real also. Seeing the world to be other than oneself, seeing to be as a second thing other than the self. This anyagrahanam, it's also caused by what? Ignorance. That is avidyakritam. Why? Avidya abhave dvaitasya abhavat. Okay, when the ignorance is resolved, ignorance of the truth becomes resolved in the wake of the knowledge, then we can see duality also being resolvable as mithya. Avidyayaha abhave dvaitasya abhavaha. Avidyayaha avidya abhave abhavat. Why? Duality abhavaha, duality becomes resolved. Duality is not there, goes away. When ignorance goes away, even after the attainment of knowledge of the truth, from the standpoint of the truth, you cannot say there's duality. Duality goes away. Abhavaha. Duality becomes resolved as mithya, negated as mithya, is falsified as mithya, it cannot be taken anymore as real once jnanam takes place. Even the wake of the knowledge of the duality will continue to be there as reality, then you can say it is real. It's only there as long as ajnanam is there. Understand? Therefore, because it's caused by ignorance. then. So when he says now, now Purupakshi says, okay, if the world of duality is caused by ignorance, it's available for experience. Okay, he says, especially, the world which is experienced in the waking state is caused by ignorance, then Sushupte, the perception of duality, the world of duality in the waking state and in the deep sleep, in dream state is caused by ignorance, then the non-perception of duality also must be caused by ignorance. The non-perception of duality in deep sleep state also must be caused by ignorance. Is it clear? That's what he says. I've come to today's class. This is where exactly I left. Purupakshi says, Sushupte agrahanam. See, jagrati grahanam. Sushuptau grahanam. There is grahanam means perception. Okay? There's a perception of world of duality in the waking state. There's perception of world of duality in the in dream state, and this perception of duality is caused by ignorance. Therefore, he says, Sushupte, in deep sleep state, there's a non-perception of duality. Non-perception of duality. Sushupte agrahanam api. Sushuptam, deep sleep state. Sushuptihi, deep sleep state. So, Sushupte agrahanam api, the non-perception of duality in deep sleep state is also caused by ignorance. Avidyakritam iti chet. No. So what is there in a deep sleep state? In deep sleep state, there is no perception of duality. There's no experience of duality. There's no knower, known division. There's no knower, known knowledge division. There's no duality. Therefore, there's no world of plurality also. What is there then in deep sleep state? Is na. Non, please understand, non-perception of duality is not caused by ignorance. Perception of duality is caused by ignorance, but non-perception of duality in deep sleep state is not caused by ignorance. Why? There is non-dual experience, okay? There's non-duality of the reality. In deep sleep state, there is non-duality of the reality. In the waking state also, there's non-duality of the reality. There's non-dual reality in all three states. But what is the difference? Okay? Non-duality is not a product. Being non-dual, reality remains non-dual. Reality remains non-dual always. Reality remains always non-dual because being non-dual is the very nature, swarupam. And what is swarupam? Swarupam is that which does not undergo any change, a modification whatsoever. Okay, so here it's very important to understand a very interesting thing. See, the heat of the fire is not created. It is not artificial, not kritakam. Agnehe aushyam na kritakam. It is not artificial. It is not produced. It is not caused. It is swabhavikam. It is not produced, okay? Nothing has caused the heat of the, nothing can cause the heat of the fire. The hot water, the heat of the hot water is what? Kritakam. It is incidental nature. Whereas the fire, the heat in the fire is what? Swabhavikam. Swabhavikam, not kritakam. Kritakam means artificial. Swabhavikam means natural. What is natural is what? Swarupam, which is not created. Which means, what is not created? That which is there always unchangingly, unchangeably, without any modification. That which does not undergo any change at all, it is swarupam. So, even being cool, okay, the coolness, the water is not created. The heat of the fire is not created, not kritakam. So brilliance of the sun is not created, not kritakam. Again, not only it is not created, it's not only caused by something. Something happened, therefore sun has become hot. No. It is not becoming, isn't it? It is being hot is very natural. When you say what is swabhavikam means it is not caused by anything. Not created by anything. Again, it is not changeable also. It is not modifiable. You cannot convert the swarupam into something. So not caused, it is not changeable also. That is swarupam. So Acharya is going to give the definition of what is swarupam in the thing. Since the same way, being non-dually one is the swarupam of the vastu. That is how vastu is. That is how the reality is. Reality is, absolute reality is non-dually one. In deep sleep, in order to be non-dually one, nothing needs to be done. I tell you, in Chennai talks, public talks, people come and listen for the first time in public talks, they come to the classes. And Pooja Swamiji, just to such a subtle fact, one need not do anything to be just by, to be oneself, to be happy. To make it clear, he'll tell a story, he'll make people laugh and laugh and laugh, and people are laughing aloud, and he'll make them say, see, to be happy, you need not do anything, you need not achieve anything. What I want to say here, to be, reality is always non-dually one. It is not kritakam. Being non-dual, being non-dually one is not kritakam. That is the swarupam of the vastu. Swarupam, that is the nature of the reality. That is how reality can be. It cannot be otherwise. So the absolute reality, which is beyond everything, is always non-dually one. It is not created. So no effort is required to be oneself. For a person to be just one's own self, one need not do anything, need not achieve anything, need not bring any change. In fact, to have the experience of duality, you have many conditions are required. To have experience of duality, effort is required. Effort means what? Agnanam must be there. Okay? To have experience of duality, body must be there, sense organs must be there, organs of actions must be there, panas must be there, you know. So actions must be there, attributes must be there. All these attributes. When the physical association, the body, mind, sense, complex, and all the attributes are there, then duality. And then perception of duality is possible. Isn't it? So in deep sleep state, what happens? Even though this agnanam is there, knowledge of knowledge, ajnanam is there in terms of what I am. But still, in sleep, just to understand what you are, even in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, this is explained. To know what you exactly you are, where I should be identified with. To know the, just as we say, the truth of the wave is water. To understand the content of I, you have to analyze only your deep sleep state. How you are in sleep. How the vastu is in sleep. In sleep, every individual is Brahma. Actually, in the waking also, every individual is Brahma. But it becomes what of the duality is created by ignorance. So in deep sleep state, effortlessly you are yourself. You are just yourself. So whenever you are yourself, that is what your true nature is. In deep sleep state, you are without any qualifications, without any attributes, without any attributes and qualifications. Therefore, you are no identity. Therefore, you are just yourself. That is what your real nature is. That is what you are essentially. What is there then as one non-dual reality? So, to be non-dual, no effort is required. No attributes are required. No external conditions are required. Why it is, nothing is required? Because it's a surupam. Therefore, it is satyam. Whereas duality, the perception of duality is dependent on many conditions. Again, dependent on actions, accessories of actions, functions. Without the requirement of body, mind, and complex, without the requirement of functions, actions, accessories, one can be non-dual. Because nature, swarupam. But to have the experience of duality, one is dependent on the body, mind, and complex, qualifications, attributes, accessories. So that which is so experience of duality is dependent on many factors. Therefore, it is mithya. A non-dual experience does not require anything. That is swarupam. Independent. Understand now? Even though there is ignorance, again, we have to understand in deep sleep state, even though we say there's ajnanam, ajnanam, it is total ignorance, we say. Initially, in the beginning, when we are learning, we always talk about it, total ajnanam, total ignorance in deep sleep state. What is total ignorance? There's ignorance of the existence of the self. There's ignorance of the existence of the world. Then that ignorance also is object of knowledge, we say. So whenever there's total ignorance, there's non-identity. In non-identity, there is no interaction. There is sukham. It's just without any identity, there is just you are yourself. Being yourself is being happy. Being yourself is being happy. That sukham what you experience there, not because of any condition, not because of any experience of anything. In just being yourself, there is happiness. The sukham is because of just being yourself in sleep. Is it clear? Therefore, that ignorance also is not something which is away. It's unmanifested, inseparable, knowing power alone is there. Unmanifested knowing power of the reality. is just like the burning power of the fire. This unmanifested knowing power of the reality alone is there. So reality alone is in deep sleep state with its inseparable unmanifested knowing power. That's all. There's no ajnanam. Something different. All these days I've been telling you, there's ignorance, there's ignorance, there's ignorance. Where is ignorance? Ignorance is just a name. In sleep, you alone are. You alone are. In sleep, every individual abides as one's own self. That is what is. That does not mean you are, but why should I know then? Because that unmanifested power becomes manifested. That's the nature, the power. Only partially becomes manifested in the form of the knowledge of self-existence, not the knowledge of existence of the world. But the knowledge also is beautiful, but it's not possible to remain with the knowledge. But because of the partial knowledge, then wrong identity comes. That is how samsara comes into the way. We don't remain with the knowledge. I am, the world is. No. If we say, I am, the world is. Do we stop there? No. I am is okay. Then we add all attributes to I am. I am the body, I am the mind, I am the sense organs, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I am a woman, I am a man, I am tall, I am short, I am ugly, I am intelligent, I am brilliant, I am dull, I am sick, I am healthy. All attributes. I am seer, I am perceiver, I am enjoyer, I am all the qualifications, attributes, are required to have the experience of duality. To have the to be yourself, what do you need? You don't need any qualifications, don't need any attributes, just be yourself. So in sleep, in fact, Brihadaranyaka said, in sleep, if you analyze your deep sleep state, you are just yourself. It means what? The reality vastu alone is, without addition of any qualifications, any attributes. Isn't that total ignorance? Even the total ignorance also is nothing but unmanifested, inseparable power of reality. Reality alone is with its knowing power unmanifested as itself. That is why Lord, that time we say, what do you look at it? That just the reality inseparably with unmanifested power as only reality, non-dually it is there. Reality obtains non-dually in deep sleep state, which is you. That is what you are essentially. That is what is satyam. Advaitam satyam. It is not created by that non-duality, non-dual experience is not caused by, not created, not kritakam, it is swarupam. What Bhagavad Pada says, Purapakshi thinks, just as the perception of duality is caused by ignorance, perception of non-duality is also caused by ignorance. No. That's not caused by ignorance. Because there's no ignorance. Ignorance, reality alone, non-dually is. Which is not dependent on any external condition, external situation. No attributes required. No change is required, no modification is required. So perception of duality is dependent on modifications, changes. The perception of, the non-perception of duality. I don't say perception of, Non-perception of duality is not caused by ignorance, because whenever the duality is not perceived, whenever there's non-perception of duality, there is just the vastu. That is what your swarupam, that is what is the swarupam of everything. That is what is the truth of everything. Even the total ignorance, what you say, talk about. How do you say total ignorance? Because there is no knowledge of self-existence. Because there is no knowledge of existence of the world, we call it ignorance. So ignorance is not absence of knowledge. What is it then? It's a different condition. Okay, the power, knowing power of the reality, ever inseparable knowing power of reality, remains unmanifested as non-dually one reality. In deep sleep state, you are just yourself. No effort is required for non-dual experience. Whereas experience of duality, the changes must happen. Because it's caused by ignorance when you say, okay, caused by the change, the power becomes manifested. Partially manifested, then there's duality. Is it clear? Is non-duality or non-perception of duality caused by ignorance? No. That is what is swarupam of the absolute reality, the vastu, which is the content of I, which is swarupam of every individual being. So individuality and the location of individuality associated with the time, space, you know, all attributes are all kritakam, I mean artificial, created, caused, brought about by change. Without any change, non-duality is there. Non-dual reality is there. Got it? Very important. Therefore, absolutely, what is there is only pure, the reality. And we know what can be used. And there we used word pure knowledge, pure consciousness is Brahma. That is how you understand the meaning of the word consciousness, which has no beginning, which has no end, which is there all pervasively as one indivisible, undivided whole. Everything else comes and goes in that reality, not outside of the reality. So what comes and goes in reality is dependent on reality. There is no independent existence at all. That is why the world of duality, which comes and goes in the reality, is mithya, it is non-separate. And the same, the power of reality manifested is what? Experience of duality. Perception of duality is nothing but the manifestation of the inseparable knowing power of the reality. When the power of reality is unmanifested, the reality alone is there without the perception of duality. The perception of duality comes, perception of duality goes in the non-dual reality. Get it? Perception of duality, experience of duality happens and resolves in non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting, non-dual reality. So when this perception of duality also is non-separate Brahma, the perception of duality is not there also, there's just Brahma. Brahman alone is Brahma Mukate, Para Brahma Mukate. It's only Brahma. But why then this individual is individuality is not there? It's mithya. Location is mithya. Connection with time and space is mithya, because time itself is mithya, space is mithya. Then inseparable knowing power of reality resolves means what? Remains unmanifested. Time disappears, space disappears. The divisions are not there. Differences are not there. That is what you. That's what I am. If I can identify the I, if I is identified with that non-dual reality, then that is jnanam. I is identified with the non-dual reality, aham Brahma asmi. That alone is sat, advaitam satyam, dvaitam mithya. As long as dvaitam is taken to be satyam, then there is fear. Why there is fear? So advaitam being satyam is not known. Dvaitam being satyam, mithya is mistaken to be satyam, there is fear. We cannot undo the dvaita prapancha. We need not undo, we cannot undo. That is how Brahman is. With the power unmanifested, the power manifested. The power unmanifested with the power manifested. Avyaktati vyaktayaha. Isn't it? So remains unmanifest and manifested. But what does not undergo any changelessly? That which allows the changes, mithya changes happen in itself, is abstract, formless, inexplicable. I always love these expressions. Okay, once I heard Swamiji saying, I never let it go. He would have stopped it, but I never stopped it. Abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality. What is there non-dually as one with its unmanifested power is Brahma. That's why Shaktimat Brahma. Then you want to give the title Ishvara. Title is given later on, okay? There is no Ishvara other than Brahma. Shaktimat Brahma is Ishvara. That Jnana Shaktimat Brahman is Ishvara. That's why formless is given the title of Ishvara, then personified, then worshipped, prayed to as an object. I'm going to do it in Kena also. Understand? That is why only for Lord Shiva, we have Shivalingam. Why Lingam? Pratikam. No limbs. Shivalingam has no limbs. We say the knowing power remains unmanifested, non-dually one. And all divisions are resolved. Differences are resolved. So nothing is different, undifferentiatedly. When the power of reality remains unmanifested, that it remains undifferentiatedly as one with Ishvara. The undifferentiation alone is present as the just the limbless form, pratikam. That's why I said for Pitrus, when they resolve without the Namashivaya mantra, we do specifically. So when you say Namashivaya, that's the meaning. Salutations unto that, because it still you see it as not as yourself. Unto that only truth which remains non-dually as one auspicious being, a source of all auspiciousness. And then only sukham, there's no dukkham. That's why in deep sleep state, no dukkham. So being free from dukkham is what? Being happy. That's what is your swarupam. That's not attained, isn't it? Okay. This is quite very subtle thing here. Okay. So Acharya says, na, come to the point now. Na, when he says not what? No. Non-perception of duality is not caused, created by ignorance. Perception of duality, to have the experience of duality, perception of duality, it is this requirement. There's some change has to happen. There must be manifestation of the power. Then there must be manifestation of knowledge, partial knowledge. Then only perception of duality is possible. Dependent. This is kritikam. It comes and goes. Whereas non-duality or non-perception of duality implies what? Reality remaining non-dually one. For it, no effort is required. It is not created. It is not caused by ignorance. Na swabhavikatvat. So non-perception of duality is not caused by ignorance like the perception of duality. Why? Because he gives the reason swabhavikatvat. Because reality has the status of the non-perception of duality. Non-duality is what now? Being non-dually one is this nature of reality. Natural, swabhavikam, not kritakam. Swabhava is nature. Swabhavikam, natural. Because being non-dual is natural. Natural means what? Non-duality is the nature of the reality. That's how the vastu is. Like just as I told you already, heat is not caused by something of the fire. Brilliance of the sun is not caused by anything. Natural, swabhavikam. The same way, being non-dually one is not caused by anything. Okay? Because it's natural. That is swarupam. So being non-dually one is the natural thing, the nature of the reality. Okay. Dravyasya hi tattvam avikriya. See, dravyam means substance. See, second sentence, I have to be very careful here because sentences are not very complete. He uses the term dravyam. See, for want of expression, even Acharya uses the term dravyam. Dravyam literally means substance. Dravyasya tattvam avikriya. Avikriya means changelessness, non-modification, non-change. A changelessness is the truth, the nature of the substance, the absolute substance, is what absolute substance here is, abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest, and is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, we say what dravyasya, he does not even use the term jnanam, satyam, nothing. He says dravyam. Tattvam. So tattvam should be taken as here intrinsic, inseparable nature. Please understand, the truth of a given thing is its intrinsic, inseparable nature. What is the truth of the reality? Truth of the substance? Truth of the substance is the swarupam of the substance. In this context, he used the term tattvam. The truth of the substance means what? The swarupam of the reality, swarupam of the substance is avikriya. Is not subject to change or modification. If it modifies, that is not the truth, swarupam. Swarupam is that which does not undergo, cannot undergo any change whatsoever at all. Understand? So, dravyasya tattvam avikriya. Why it is changeless? Because, he gives another reason, para anapekshatvat. See, apekshatvam means having the requirement of something else. Para anapekshatvam means non-requirement. See, fire does not have any requirement of any change to be hot. Sun does not have any requirement, does not have any requirement for it to be brilliant. So there's no requirement on the part of the sun to be hot. There's no requirement on the part of the fire to be the hot and brilliant. It is not caused. It's not artificial. It is natural. Why? It does not undergo any change. There's no para apekshatvam. Para apekshatvam is not there. So para anapekshatvam. When the hot water becomes hot, for the water to become hot, it has apeksha, para apekshatvam. It has the requirement of this help, support of the fire, for the water to become hot. Therefore, the heat in the hot water is incidental nature, not swabhavikam. Isn't it? The same way. So here tattvam avikriya, so para anapekshatvam, the same way here also, being non-dually one, being non-dually one is the changeless nature of the substance. And in order to be non-dually one, being the very nature, substance does not have any requirement. There's no para apekshatvam. To be non-dually one, there is non-requirement of any change whatsoever. This para anapekshatvam. Is it clear? Whereas, dvaita anubhavaha, perception of duality, has para apekshatvam. Dvaita anubhavaha, experience of duality, perception of duality, has the requirement of attributes, has the requirement of body, mind, sense complex, has the requirement of other things, change. Whereas non-perception of duality, implying for the reality to be non-dually one, there is no requirement of any change or anything else. No dependence. Non-requirement implies non-dependence. There's independence. This is what we need to understand. In fact, everything can be reduced to what? Scientists always work very hard. All researchers are to arrive at what is subtler than this, what is subtler than this, what is subtler than this. All their experiments are very helpful, of course, to improve the technology, thanks to all of them, because they make our lives much more comfortable. But all their discoveries are within the realm of the matter only. But what is absolutely there is what? This non-dually one consciousness. And we said pure knowledge. Okay. And for reality to be non-dually one, there's no requirement of anything. No change is required. No modification is required. No time is required. No space is required. No situation is required. No condition is required. No individuality is required. Okay. For non-dual, for the reality to be non-dually one. Because swabhavikam. Whereas, to be, for the duality, perception of duality, when there's perception of duality, also reality is non-dually one. There's no perception of duality, also reality is non-dually one. But when there's no perception of duality, reality being non-dually one is easily understandable. Is it clear? And that is always there. But because when this perception of duality, attention gets dragged towards world of duality and the objects within, then it is taken to be real. All got it? So he says, why non-reality, the non-perception of duality, implying the non-duality of reality, is changeless, sarupam of the substance, because there is no requirement or dependence on any other change or attribute, location, anything for it to be non-dual. Is it clear? So para anapekshatvam asti, whereas perception of duality has para apekshatvam. Okay. Vikriya na tattvam. So vikriya, so there avikriya, changelessness implies non-perception of duality. Avikriya is equal to non-perception of duality. Whereas vikriya means modification or change, implying the perception of duality, is not the swarupam. Change is not the nature. Vikriya na tattvam. Please make a note. The word tattvam literally means the truth. The truth is understood as the swarupam, nature. Vikriya na tattvam. Change is not the swarupam. So duality is not the swarupam. Non-duality is the, being non-dual is the very nature of the substance. Dravyasya tattvam avikriya. Changelessness is the nature of the substance. In changelessness, there's what now? Non-perception of duality. being non-dually one is the nature of the reality, was dravyam, substance, whereas vikriya na tattvam, vikriya means what? Change, modification is not the swarupam of the reality. Vastu. Swarupam of the substance. Para apekshatvat. Our perception of duality has a status of being, has a status of having the requirement of change, karakas, actions, karta, karma, kriya, isn't it? Karaka apeksham. Karma is karaka apeksham. Duality. So karaka apeksham. That's why. Tattvam para apekshat. Vikriya na tattvam. For the change to be there, for the perception of duality to be there, there's requirement of something else. Something else means what? All these changes. I mean, the individuality, sense organs, body, mind, sense complex is required. There's apekshat, there's a decrement of body, mind, sense complex and individuality for perception of duality, for experiencing duality. For being non-dually one, no experiences, no body, mind, sense complex is required. Is it clear? And so that which is that perception of duality, which is dependent on the body, mind, sense complex and individuality, etc., is subject to change. That's why it's only artificial. It is mithya. Whereas non-perception of duality, implying the reality being non-dual one, is not dependent on body, mind, sense complex or individuality, etc. Is it clear? Therefore, what do we understand? Non-perception of duality is not caused by ignorance. Look at the words. Bhagavad Pada used the word tattvam here to mean the nature, swarupam. That's why be very careful. Vikriya na tattvam. Change is not the nature of the reality, dravyam, because change is dependent on change. It's change means what? Change means perception of duality is dependent on other condition and body, mind, and complex, etc. Okay. Nahi karaka apeksham vastunaha tattvam. See, I'm not repeating. Please don't say I'm repeating. Bhagavad Pada is repeating. Karaka apeksham na karaka apeksham vastunaha tattvam. He says, now here he used the term vastu. The nature of the reality, vastunaha tattvam, nature of the reality does not have the requirement of karakas, the accessories of action. What is nature of the reality? Being non-dually one. Being non-dually one is the swarupam, unchangeable, unchanging nature of the reality. Vastu means reality. The vastunaha tattvam, the nature of the reality, being non-dually one, does not have the requirement of accessories of action. You see, accessories of action means what? Body, mind, and complex. That's why you can just be yourself. Even when the body, mind, and complex is not there in sleep. In sleep, there's no perception of duality. When the power of reality remains unmanifested, there's no identity. Then what happens? Then what? How you are? without any qualifications, without any attributes. You are yourself without the qualification of being the knower, enjoyer, experiencer. Without having any identity, you are just yourself. So after jnanam also, in spite of perceiving the duality, you must know that's what I am. Then you are a vidwan, vidushi. Okay. Vastunaha tattvam nahi karaka apeksham. How many times he says? Because Pura Paksha said only once. Perception of duality is a product of ignorance, he said. Finished. Acharya will not leave him. Na vastunaha tattvam na karaka apeksham. See, vastunaha tattvam is nature of the vastu, is being non-dually one, which does not depend on, which does not depend upon any karakas, any change. Again, he goes to say, sataha viseshaha, karaka apekshaha. So sataha visesha, again he sataha. First he used to dravyam, he used to term vastu, now he says sat. Sataha viseshaha, karaka apekshaha. Viseshascha vikriya. See, viseshaha means the attribute. So the attributes, any attribute, knower, enjoyer, doer, experiencer, perceiver, thinker, you know, or any attribute, fat, stock, any attribute is what? Visesha. So that visesha, the attributes, all those attributes are dependent on what? Karakas. See, there must be karta, karta, that the doer attribute must be there. When is the only, the action is there. The object of action, subject of action, instrument of action. The karakas are there, then the attributes are there. So the attributes are dependent on, as doer thing, etc., dependent on the accessories of action. Is it clear? Attributes of the vastu, artificial, which is not natural. Attributes are just not dependent on karakas, which are not swabhava, swabhavikam. Viseshaha cha vikriya. And any attribute is subject to change. So there's a seeming changes. You think I am the doer. When you say I am, is the doer is added to the I am. Attribute is, and you really, you do not become the doer. It is a superimposed idea, superimposed notion. So what has to be, this part, again, I'm going to discuss next class. Okay? Something very important. Very, very important. I'm going to, just today, what I wanted to tell you today, today's class, this class is, to be non-dually one, there's no requirement of any effort, no dependence upon any karakas. And then no change is also possible. Okay? Being non-dually one is not a modification, is not a change, is not caused by something. Anything caused by something will be subject to change. Understand? What is natural is not caused, not created. Whereas the perception of duality, the experiences, and everything is dependent on these accessories, actions, and body-mind complex is actually subject to change. That's why it is mithya. But perception of duality is dependent on imperceptible non-dual reality. Perception of duality is dependent on imperceptible non-dual reality. Because non-dually one, the reality which is non-dually one is not dependent on the perception of duality for it to be non-dually one. This is what is the main teaching today. One line, you can reduce everything to one line today. What have I been talking? This is what is the one line teaching today. Okay? It is impossible without the blessing in terms of presence of the non-dual reality, it is impossible to have the perception of duality. That's why perception of duality is dependent on imperceptible non-dual reality. Therefore, it is satyam. Non-dual reality is satyam. Whereas perception of the perceived duality is mithya. The perceived duality is inseparable, non-separate from the non-dually one reality. From the standpoint of the non-dual reality, non-dual reality, the duality is really not there as though. So duality itself, with duality implying the world of plurality, is a seeming motion in one motionless consciousness. A change in the changeless reality. Okay, I have few more words in the same Bhasham part. I need more time to explain that. Okay, I'll take it for next class. Keep it for next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.